Although I will say that I got another card. I got a card sent to my home address today, or not today, but a couple days ago. And it was to wish me good luck on my sick computer and hope I get everything fixed soon. And it was addressed to me from Big Fatty. The return address on it was from Big Fatty. And I had to stop for a minute because I was like, Big Fatty has never sent me anything other than his Crima card and a calendar when I ordered one. So I was a little bit like, I didn't ask him to send me anything.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It was addressed to me from Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2059 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 15th of December 2015, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Big Fatty, you gonna tell everybody about the coal mine today? I didn't go to the coal mine. Oh, what are you gonna talk about? Hello, slothies. Big Fatty, that's you and me today. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. I don't know about you, but Big Fatty, you know, today is the first day of Big Fatty's 3-week vacation. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I slept late, and y'all, I didn't stay up late though. I slept late, and I got up and I had my brufkas and just kind of wandered around the villa. Big Fatty, you were like a lost puppy. It's true, I was like a lost puppy. Big Fatty, we don't like lost puppies. Well, anyway, it was a good lost puppy, though. And, y'all, I laid down and took a little nip-a-nap. Big Fatty, and, y'all, then things got interesting. Yes, Big Fatty.
Mystery day, are you ready for?
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, one of my old most regular gentlemen callers, not my my most regular gentleman caller, but y'all, the one that met at when we had the lockup, y'all, Big Fatty, that's so long ago, I know, but y'all, he works out near the villa. And, y'all, I think during his lunch break, he came by for dessert. Big Fatty, that's chocolate pudding. No, it was not chocolate pudding. Big Fatty Mulligan. y'all, speaking of chocolate pudding, y'all, you know, on yesterday's little show, Dr. Stone was and the Turnip Head were talking about Granny fouling himself, and y'all, Paul sent me a picture of it was about someone who had evidently shot it in their car, but Big Fatty, it was vulgar. It was just vulgar. But y'all, it's I gotta see here if I can find it real quick. Big Fatty, let's just see if I can find it, because I did throw it away because it was kind of vulgar. But well, I don't see it right now, but anyway, y'all, it was like the entire inside of the car had a mudslide. Big Fatty, mudslide. That's just this vulgar is chocolate pudding. Well, I suppose so. And I responded to poor Granny, but y'all, because you know when you and y'all speaking of people that have had trouble controlling their bowels. Big Fatty, do we have to talk about this? Well, yes. It was y'all. I I saw on the Twitty that that my immigrated straight boyfriend, not up there in the Michigan, y'all, he evidently ate the cheap pizza pie, and y'all, it was a colonic explosion. Big Fatty, he probably didn't want you talking about that. Well, I told him, I said, you've got to buy the good. You've got to buy the good pizza pie so that you can enjoying Big Fatty, you can't even talk. You can enjoy it coming in and going out. It's just vulgar. Yeah, Gussie, now y'all, I looked for the 15th on the Mexican calendar before I played the music, y'all, and y'all, this picture of little reindeer hooves, and it says, y luego en un instante ol en la azotea las cabriolas y patadas de cada pequeña persona. Big Fatty, what does that mean? I think it says, and then in an instant I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. Big Fatty, I think you may have that right today. Yes! The Vader and Bacon Show! Yes, Big Fatty! Big Fatty, that's sweet. Where was Squeaky Gentleman Caller when you were doing the Gentleman Caller? I don't know where he was. Big Fatty, maybe he was with a Gentleman Caller. I don't know. Yes, Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry, your goddamn thing hangs up on me, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, so I'm calling with a warning because it's Saturday evening and I've just run out to the Target to get some Kitty Catamounts food because tomorrow morning at about, well, tomorrow afternoon at about 2 p.m., myself and the Jay Wizzle are leaving for the Florida for the week, and that means that we'll probably be sleeping a lot, but we'll also be doing fun things, and we will be calling in to update everyone on the hootenanny of a trip, and we're driving the BMW, so even Miss Dolly ain't going, the jalopy ain't going, but also, was out today shopping for the new diamond-encrusted mobile Vodka Fest hosting site, and was in line, or not in line, but perusing the accessories, the diamond encrusted accessories, and I bumped into a coal miner, well, former coal miner. And he was like, why aren't you at the big coal mine event? And I said, oh, well, because quite honestly, I believe if we recall, I told everyone I was on vacation, so I'd be out of town. So I got busted, but anyway, did not go to the coal mine event, but it worked out better because, well, we know how it turned out, don't we? But that's because we weren't there, and when fat people aren't there, things don't go well. Anyway, that's all I got. Rather boring. 18 pounds of kitty cat food in the trunk later. I'm just going home and overfeed them so they poop all over the floor. You're fat, and look forward to seeing you at Woodhaven.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is old Vader, and Vader, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, does he get 2 points? I believe he does. Lovely to hear your voice. Now, y'all, that call came in last week. Vader went down to the Rat World last week. And y'all, he's going down again this week. But Big Fatty, why don't he just live there? Well, I think he is establishing residency. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, he's talking about, you know, he's looking at getting a diamond encrusted mobile mansion to have down there at Rat World. And Big Fatty, he said he bought 18 pounds of kitty cat food. Big Fatty, Squeaky Kitty wants some. Was he only going to be gone 2 days? Well, I don't know. And Big Fatty said that the cats were going to poop all over the floor. Has he renamed the kitty cats Granny?
Poodle, you are really getting into this Woodhaven thing.
Yes.
I just love it. Keep having fun.
Okay.
All right, callers, call in. Leave messages, comments. Woodhaven.
Woodhaven, Big Fatty, that was Miss Bacon. Woodhaven, Big Fatty, I said something after Woodhaven so I don't get an entry.
Anyway, Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And I think Miss Bacon said that there were over 80 entries already into the contest.
Big Fatty, that's for the cash prize, cash money from the ATM machine.
No, I don't think it's from the ATM machine. I think it's from the sofa cushions. Oh, well, that's just as good.
Oh, that's Camping World. Big Fatty, it's me, Larry, Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
I'm here in the car with
Jay Wiggum.
We're actually not in the jalopy, so turn that jalopy sound off. We're in the BMV. So we're here, and I was just calling you. We're in the central, well, I guess we're in central. Is this still considered central Florida? I don't even know. That's the Jayco dealership that I saw on the internet. Anyway, we're on our way over to Tampa, not to meet Guru Nudie, but our friend Lorna Duck, and we just passed through Plant City, Florida. So I thought of, because, you know, all the strawberries are from Plant City and Denver. Anyway, just calling for the Plant City update. Was there anything to update the report about Plant City?
Lots of fresh strawberries.
They're in trucks on the back of the road. That's as close as we got to a fresh strawberry because we're 2 miles from our exit. Gotta run. We'll keep you updated. Oh, by the way, Barber Boulevard, well, it was late and we barreled straight through Barber Boulevard. Yeah. And we were talking about going, but we were concerned about a parking situation there. I said there'd be plenty of parking, but then Jay Wizzle reminded me that the lesbians don't need a lot of space to park because they can just, like, they can park, like, a semi-truck in a compact car spot on the first try. So, anyway, we decided not to stop. We're not getting on a toll road, are we? Oh, well. All right, gotta run. All right.
Y'all, that, of course, is old Veda and Jay Wizzle.
Big Fatty, we love Jay Wizzle. It's true. And, Big Fatty, I can't believe that they passed up a Barbara Boulevard report. I know, but, you know, it's kind of nice. Kind of nice to have the report from the Plant City, Florida.
Yes, Big Fatty, that's Daniel Bima is from down there. It's true. And, you know, that's the winter strawberry capital of the U.S. And,
Big Fatty, that's because they love to make Mother Beaver's strawberry cobbler in the wintertime. It's true, they do. Yes, Big Betty.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. So I have a limb update. Is it a limb or an appendage? So my left foot, if I twist my foot to the left, I feel a pull in my ankle or what, my cankle bone to my heel. And when I walk and I flex, I feel a pull from my heel to my cankle bone to the middle of my arch. So anyway, thanks, Tommy, for the foot aid. The other thing, I got my first Krema card in the mail, and shout outs to Mark and Ed.
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on Miss Bacon?
I didn't hang up on Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. I'm sorry you're having a cankle problem. Big Fatty, may I take this call? Sure. Big Fatty, I don't like to talk about it, but I do have an advanced degree in rheumatology. And Miss Bacon, I have a diagnosis for you. Whenever you do something and you feel a pull in a joint or otherwise, the main thing you need to do is stop doing that because you it's gonna hurt. So just stop doing it, Big Fatty. I just don't understand why you hung up on her though. You'll be happy to know she called back. Oh,
Poodle, why did you hang up on me?
I didn't hang up.
Anyway, so Mark and Ed. They wrote Woodhaven.
Woodhaven.
And then see Woodhaven.
Oh, dear Gussie.
All over the place.
What?
So, Patrick, the originator, said,
yes.
It's now a meme. So, that's cool. But anyway, what's his name came home one night about 3 weeks ago and he sat down and he said, I got to show you this meme.
Big Fatty, I don't know what the hell that means, or memes.
That's one of those things. I don't know what a meme is either, Poodle. So,
yes, Big Fatty, well, maybe we need to get a degree in memeology. Big Fatty, fatty, is that even a word?
I don't know.
Hey, Farter's Bacon. So I just went to the ATM. It's like playing the lottery. It's like you put in a number and you just get the money back out. So I'm addicted to $5 bills. So I did like 3 transactions at $5 a piece or whatever, just because I like getting the 5. So anyway, it's like freezing here. It's 35 degrees and we're supposed to get snow tomorrow. I think I heard in the doctor's office. Yeah, I heard we're supposed to get 6 to 8 inches. So anyway, okay, I'm trying not to laugh. So I went to the doctor and because I think I thought I had an ear infection. Like, so he gave me some medicine for like, what do you call them? Migraines. So I'm like, God, is that like an old lady thing or whatever? So anyway, okay, so you're going to go on hiatus. You're taking a little break, which is just a wonderful. We should be able to announce the winner of the little contest by the time you have what? Your contest, your, what's it called? Number one fan contest or whatever. So anyway, I'm not going to play that this year. It's like, oh, I'm never going to win. Like, it's been how many years? And like, if I can't win once in 7 years, I ain't going to win at all. So anyway, I'm still waiting for it. Well, of course, I haven't been home yet today. Oh gosh, like I kept telling the doctor that my throat feels like I'm choking on my neck or something. Like, anyway, like I thought it was like my thyroid. So they did check my thyroid. So, you know, I'm hoping that I didn't jack up my thyroid numbers or whatever by taking these silly little things that this lady. So this lady, she like insists that she's a conspiracy theorist. She insists that like people are trying to tell us blah, blah, blah. Like, I know it's all bizarre or whatever. So anyway, she's like telling me that I should take like iodine and all this crap or whatever. So I took it for a little bit and I'm just like, oh, you know, I don't feel comfortable talking about this with my doctor. But if anyone thinks that I should be taking iodine, go ahead and call the fart show and tell them that I should be taking iodine. But until then, I'm not taking it. So anyway, I'm hoping I didn't mess up my numbers with that. So it's 2:43 and it's freezing cold and I need to turn the heat on in the car and I don't feel like you can hear me very well when I have the heat on. And I'm talking directly in the phone. And I love Tommy's little show things or whatever. So I hope everybody just keeps calling in. And tomorrow I'm going to the Capitol building to see the Christmas tree. So I'll probably post. Maybe I'll do a Periscope. I'll do a Periscope from there. That'll be really cool. So anyway, I Periscope for Scotty. I don't care if anyone else watches. Now, Scotty, if you don't want to watch them, then don't. Then let me know and I just will delete the app. I don't really need to Periscope for anybody else. But anyway, I wish Scotty would play the game. I wish everyone would play the game. It's just a game. Come on. Like, you're going to win free money. And I'm just joking about my Christmas tree. Like, I can't afford a Christmas tree. Well, I can't. I choose not to. Just because I don't, my kids are old. My kids don't care about a Christmas tree or whatever. So, you know, it just works out to be more work for Gerald and I enjoy the smell of it. So I could just buy myself a pine tree air freshener or whatever. So anyway, I wish Daniel would play. Daniel's upset because he played his, you didn't play. There's deer in that yard over there. They're fake. And I took pictures of Sydney standing by them. There looks like there's something hanging from the tree. All right. Well, I got to go.
Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon and
Big Fatty. May I interrupt? In addition to my degree in rheumatology, which I don't like to talk about, I also have a specialty in ENT, ear, nose, and throat, and conspiracy theories. And Miss Bacon, I believe that your call today proved without a doubt the effects of too much iodine.
The Vader and Bacon Show.
Big Freddy!
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday.
Big Fatty, you gonna do something other than lay in the bed like a sloth in Walnut Hills tomorrow?
Maybe, and then again, maybe not. So we'll just have to wait. We will have to wait and see. Y'all, Big Fatty has gotten all of his kids in the U.S. Postal Service, except for one, and y'all, there are more coming in, I'm sure. So, Christina from the Greetings from Nowhere, what did you find in your mailbox?
It was addressed to me from Big Fatty.
Oh, what was it? Was it iodine?
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.